And now, Jalen and Jacoby.
He is Jalen Anthony Rose.
What up, doll?
I'm David Jacoby.
And on the cool check-in, center stage on the mic. Got a great idea about the intro I want to talk to you about.
Great.
As we put it on wax,
we're Jalen and Jacoby. What do?
We get a people.
What up, Jalen Rose?
What up, my brother?
Big day for us today.
It's a huge day.
Big day for us.
Huge day.
Big day for us.
I gotta just say this. Have we been giving y'all a dope pod to step to?
Of course, every day.
You know, like, we've been giving quality content. We've been having great guests. We've been consistent.
So great. You know what, Jalen? I appreciate you.
You know?
I appreciate you.
I appreciate you. UFC games. Boxing matches. Yo, got it!
So
we'll
excited.
Be here.
So excited
we'll
to have him
here.
On the show later. Jalen Rose, the Lakers kept me up last night. The Lakers kept me up late last night. They had the Orlando Magic in town. And Markelle Fultz.
Say it with your chest.
Former number one pick.
Say it
had
with
himself
your chest.
A night.
Who?
Markelle Fultz, his second career triple-double. And Fultz had some huge buckets at the end of the game to give the Magic the win. The Lakers' first loss against a sub-500 team. Jalen Rose, Markelle's been balling this year. Has he finally found his spot in the league?
So, there was a time when the Philadelphia 76ers was playing against the Boston Celtics in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
And Markelle Fultz was getting DMPs.
Yep.
And you know what was head-scratching to me? It's right after he got his first triple-double.
Yep.
So now for him to progress and get his second triple-double at Los Angeles with LeBron James on the court,
mm-hmm.
The former number one pick would never have been up to live up to the hype in Philadelphia. Everybody just got down on him. And it happens. Sometimes you don't get drafted to the proper situation at the right time. Orlando nurtured him.
Yes.
They gave him a deal this offseason before he even played.
That's when I knew. It was like, I knew this was going to be a big year for Fultz when in the offseason, they didn't have to give him a new deal and extension, but they saw something in the summer and they said, you know what? We're going to lock him in for longer. That's when I knew he was going
to
have a good deal.
You know what makes me feel good about coming to work?
What makes you feel good about coming to work?
Is when somebody's paying me. You know what makes me feel better? About coming to work?
Working with
David somebody Jacoby? Invests in me. Like they did with Markelle Fultz.
They did.
So he's like, I got a ball.
And he gets buckets.
Because there were people that's like, they giving him $12, $13 million this year?
The jump shot doesn't look great, but he can get to the hole and he can finish and he got some clutch buckets. There's one bucket where he just deboed LeBron out the way.
Reverse.
He just deboed LeBron out the way on the break.
And for those that don't go deeper into the box score in NBA games, Orlando has height. And athleticism.
Mm.
Like Aaron Gordon is explosive. He's a pogo stick.
Oh, well, why don't you take a look at some of this explosions from Aaron Gordon.
Oh, yeah.
Take a look at some of these dunks.
Talk to me.
Take me through these plays.
You see? JaVale McGee is about 5 inches taller.
Yep.
A really good shot blocker. Great court savvy. Great athleticism and quickness.
And he wasn't done there.
To get off the floor.
He wasn't done with this one. I always love to throw yourself
I was like, bang, bang. I was watching
watch
the game.
This one.
Uh-oh, watch out.
JaVale, look out.
You nasty boy. You nasty.
I mean, I'm waiting for Aaron Gordon to take like the next step. You know, he's averaging right around four, like a little less than 14 points a game. But I need to see him kind of get that number up.
A lot
really
of that,
take over.
A lot of that for me, Jacoby, is their style of play. And they have so many guys that they try to get shots for. Vucevic was their all-star last year. They make sure they get him his touches. But for Orlando to get a win at Staples Center, they've been playing well on the road recently, is a good dub.
And LeBron missed a shot at the end of the game. He had a chance. Well, big win for the Magic. The Lakers were on a 9-game win streak, so something tells me that they're going to be fine. Jalen, there's something that happens almost every night in the NBA. Luka Doncic. Mm. He just goes out and shows out almost every single night. But this triple-double hit different. Listen to these numbers. 25 points, 15 rebounds, 17 assists. I'm going to say it again. 25 points, 15 rebounds, and 17 assists from Doncic in the win.
When you were a young basketball player, before the games, what would you do? What player?
Pray to Larry Bird.
I had
the Larry Bird legend poster, so before I left the house, I would just look up at Larry Joe Bird, and I'll just get a little strength and love from Larry.
And you know what else? I used to do the same thing, but in a different way. I used to have not only my favorite athletes and rappers on this side, I gained inspiration by my Jet Beauties of the Week. I did. I sure did.
You have split sides. It's like athletes and rappers over here. Jet Beauties of the Week
no
over here.
No question about it.
Okay.
I tell no lies. And the reason why I bring this up that makes it important is
because Luka Doncic.
Yeah, because we fight over Larry.
Okay.
You and I fight over Larry.
I won.
Like, we fight over Redman and Larry.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
And I've never compared a player to him until now. I know Larry played like a 3-4. I know he played in the post. I know the semantics of their games are different based
Very
on the geometry
so.
Of the floor. I'm talking about pace, court vision, and versatility. Larry Bird was a different kind of triple-double than Magic Johnson. Magic Johnson with the Showtime, ooh, nah, pinpoint passing. But what people slept on, Larry was still getting me 25, 12, and 5 dimes, too.
Yeah.
And so in the modern game, if he was facing the floor as the primary ball handler, he would look like Luka.
He would.
And I'm not saying it because of their skin. I'm saying it because of their pace.
Different era, different games, but there are some similarities. Like, Larry was always so good at anticipating what the opponent was going to do on both ends of the floor. And also, one thing that these two have in trouble in common, they never look pressed. You know what I mean? They always seem in control of the game. They always seem like they're one step ahead on the chessboard than the other players in the game.
We have to do this one day on the show. And my bad to the producers for looking at this video, not thinking of this idea.
Oh, no.
That play right there, where he split the pick and roll and he go down and do a right-hand layup,
yep.
That's what gave me the Larry Legend, Jet Beauty of the Week flashbacks. I was like, I've seen that before. I rooted against Larry his entire career.
Did you
Bird steal the ball and he's the DJ.
So which side of the room gave you more inspiration to perform? The Jet Beauty of the Week side or the rappers and athletes side?
It depends on what day it was.
Okay.
I had inspiration from all of them.
Good.
You know, I had my GERD poster.
You're preparing.
Iceman.
Iceman one's great.
I had the Run DMC when they were on top of the Empire State Building.
Yep.
They were like this. I had that.
Great.
But then I had the Jet Beauty. It was like 50 of them, though.
But they're small.
Correct. Man. Small. Yes.
Jalen, we have.
I like that you know about that. That's why I love you.
What do you mean?
I love you.
What do you mean?
I love you.
Love you too, Jalen Rose. We have big news from the Pelicans regarding the number one pick in the draft. Just say it, James.
The Pelican fly!
Well, one Pelican is ready for takeoff, and that is Zion Williamson. You said that he should not play this season. I said if he's healthy, he should play, and he will be taking the court January 22nd against the Spurs.
So doing this job, you have to wear multiple hats. And
what about the
waves? Unique personalities. I like what you did. I'm wolfing today.
Okay.
So if I was David Griffin, and what I would do is different from what I would do with Jalen Rose to work for ESPN and Zion Williamson coming back. Of course I want to talk about Zion and cover him.
Oh, yeah. I want to see him play.
He's taking the basketball between his legs.
But we're not even having this
to come back.
I think you have to at some point say, if he's ready to play, he should play. If he's ready to play, they see him in practice. He's doing 5-on-5. They said maybe he was going to come back today. They pushed it a little bit. Like, if it's January. It's not like this is March and there's only a few games left in the season.
I'm looking forward to watching Zion Williamson playing basketball. And I want to, you know how on certain records you have to get an explicit sticker?
Yeah.
Because of the content that's inside of the album?
Of course. Shout out to 2 Live Crew.
As somebody that stopped cursing in the early 2000s, I want to make sure I say this about Zion.
What are you going to curse?
Zion Williamson is about to eviscerate some players on posters.
Yes, he is.
And like, people forgot. Like, he about to be really dunking on people.
Yes. And if
hard.
You haven't been paying attention, Pelicans have been playing pretty well lately.
Yeah.
And the Pelicans are starting to put it together. Lonzo's been playing well. Brandon Ingram's had himself a real year. Like, this is going to be fun.
And Jacoby, you ready? Another reason why you got to put Zion on the floor, you got to keep him in shape.
Good point.
You got to keep him in shape.
Good point.
Because if he's healthy to play, but you're not playing him, he eating.
Oh, yeah.
And he falling asleep on the sideline. He eating more.
He did.
He falling asleep on the sideline.
I mean, he fell asleep in Detroit. Courtside. Well, I'm not going to fall asleep. I'm going to stay up late and watch these Pelican games.
I need to see him, Ingram, Ball, out there doing work.
I'm excited for it. Jalen Rose, it is now time for some very important news that matters. Jalen, there's a company in Russia that will freeze your dead body. So when technology gets to the point where they can bring you back to life, they will unfreeze you so you can come back to life later. Jalen, your birthday's coming up. You're not getting younger. You gotta start thinking about these things. Would you consider freezing yourself so you can later be resurrected?
So this may sound self-serving. And each of us have our thoughts and fears of what it would be like.
Sure, of course.
If they weren't around anymore. Okay? I'm no different. With that being said, let me get that phone number.
Really?
Yeah, let me get that number.
Really?
Let me get that number.
You want to get the number?
Yeah, I need that number.
So here's one thing I want to say, though. How do I know that you're really freezing me? How do I know you're just not taking my money? I'm signing something, and then it's going to throw me in a dumpster in the back.
I want to try it.
Give it a shot. You'll get frozen.
I got to tell you a secret. You dead. It's worth a try.
Exactly.
What else you got
for?
To lose?
What am I saving this money for? Oh, man. Did you seen the movie Frozen?
I did not.
Oh, okay.
But you know what? This also reminded me of something. And Rick Ross and Drake said in the record, I kind of feel like when I die, I put my money in the grave.
That's rude.
I know.
Why don't you put that money in my bank account? I'll tell you when you're in the grave. You know what? I'm going to make sure that we bury you in that suit that you got drafted in. I'm going to make sure that's the forever lasting image of Jalen Anthony Rose. Who is joining us in studio right now?
I respectfully call this gentleman a young legend. Memphis's own. Yo Gotti is in the building.
Yo Gotti.
What's poppin'? What it do?
Thanks for joining us.
Oh man, thank you so much for coming through.
Yes,
I know it means a lot for you to be here, especially this week, because you represent Memphis and Tennessee.
To the fullest.
As do the Titans, who have pulled off two of the biggest upsets we've seen in playoffs recently.
We taking it there.
Oh, really?
Getting excited. I saw him getting pulled. Look at that smile on your face.
Yeah, we're going to take it all the way there.
Really?
Derrick Henry, the first running back ever to run for 180 yards in three straight games. Reminds me of an old school Earl Campbell. You feel like that gentleman's going to run y'all to the Super Bowl?
He got to, man. We putting it all on him. You know what I'm saying?
And it's going to be in Miami. Would you go down there to represent?
My ticket's already on deck.
Oh, I like it.
At the hotel?
We already planning the victory.
Oh! I like this.
I love this confidence.
We already planning the victory.
I like
because
this.
Because there hasn't been too much for Titans fans to cheer about recently. And now that you guys have this run going, what's the vibe in Memphis and the Tennessee area about this team?
I think everybody hype. I know my squad is. You know what I'm saying? Like, we ready. Whatever they want to do, we ready to go. Turn up.
And a lot of that had to do with a quarterback change. You went from Mariota to Ryan Tannehill. And this week, obviously, he's going to be going against Patrick Mahomes, who's amazing. But you standing by your squad, and you feel like Tannehill has what it takes to get y'all to the Super Bowl?
Man, you see it. You see it.
They've been balling.
Y'all see what we doing?
Yeah, they winning.
Yeah, we on the way.
How would you try to tackle Derrick Henry if you had to?
Oh, man, I probably... You know, I'm on the same team, so I ain't playing. I'm on blocking for him. You know what I mean? Yeah, I'm on the block squad.
I would just get out the way. I'd fake an injury or something if he was running right at me. I swear, I really would. So, do you have flights and hotels for Miami? That's where you're at
right
now.
I love that so much.
That's where you're at right now.
Yeah. I'm already on deck. I'm ready. I'm lined up to go.
I mean, you saw the Chiefs in the Texans game, and the Texans jumped out to this 24-0 lead. And Patrick Mahomes is just doing his thing. When you watch that game and you say, ooh, we have to face Patrick Mahomes, is that a little intimidating?
Yeah, that was crazy. That was a crazy game. But, you know, tough challenges, man. They were champions built for.
Yeah.
And also, when did you feel like, all right, I'm going to go on and book my reservations? Was it after they beat the Patriots? Was it after they won last week?
I think after the Patriots were like, you know, yeah, we can go and take it to.
Well, it's been a great run for the state of Tennessee and the Memphis area, specifically with the Titans. But there's also another team in town that's making some noise. another team in town, the Grizzlies.
Mm-hmm.
Grizzlies are exceeding expectations. You know, they've got a lot of young players, and Ja Morant has absolutely exploded this season. What do you think about the young rookie Ja Morant?
Now they taking care of their business, you know what I'm saying? They taking care of their business. I've been traveling a lot. I'm going to catch, you know, the right games because, you know, I'm riding with the Grizzlies, of course. There's no question.
You got to go see them because they, Ja Morant is must-see league pass. Jaren Jackson up front is a big guy that can make threes. He'll dunk on you with the left. Brooks is knocking down threes from a distance. Do you think they have what it takes? Because they're currently in the eighth spot. To make the playoffs in the West this year?
We're trying to make it to the playoffs, you know what I'm saying? So I think they get it. I think they'll make it.
I think that'd be exciting. Do you ever see any of the Grizzlies out about in Memphis?
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah?
Yeah, we're kicking in the same spots.
Yeah. You guys got a game tomorrow. You should go home.
I got a restaurant out in Memphis, too.
Oh, yeah?
So a lot of them hang out. At the restaurant.
Tell us about the restaurant.
We're
foodies.
What's on the menu?
What's on the menu? Yeah,
man, you know.
Specialty drinks. What's happening?
Yeah, it's, you know, whatever you want. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but it's a restaurant, of course, you know what I'm saying? Black owned. You know, we open after 5 p.m. Fine dining restaurant, too. So a lot of love and support in the community. The Grizzlies and all the time.
What's some of your favorite things on the menu?
Me, steak. I don't eat seafood, but I mean, it's seafood good, but I don't eat seafood, so.
I'll come and try it for you.
Oh, Jalen basically only eats seafood. Right?
Yeah, I'm allergic to seafood. I can't eat it.
Oh.
Makes sense.
Yeah,
but it's on the menu, though.
That's what's up.
Yeah. Good. Big time. So now that Zion Williamson is about to make his debut, and there was so much hype around him, but Ja has shown so much promise. Would you rather have Ja or Zion if you could pick one for your Grizzlies?
I was just looking at this thing on Zion, like this morning, actually.
Mm-hmm.
He might be the one.
Yeah.
He'll be. Yeah.
I'm excited to see him.
And basketball is a tall man's game, a big man's game.
Mm-hmm.
And Zion doing freak stuff in the layup line. You see him take it between his legs and talk?
Yeah, he's going crazy.
Easy.
He's going crazy.
Easy. Well, you know, you're well known for your music, but also your fashion. You know, you always put it together. It takes time and effort. It takes time and effort to look as good as you do. And JJ Redick was on his podcast, and he said that NBA players now are a little more focused on getting their pregame fit on Instagram than they are on actually winning the games. What do you think about that statement?
I don't know. I mean, I see the sauce step up. You know what I'm saying? They get super creative with the sauce, bro. Some of them are a little too creative. But
yeah, like, that might be a little too creative.
You know what I mean? But I can't tell you if this, you know what I mean? There's one focus over the other one, you know what I mean? Like, cause I know, like, if you're a professional or whatever you're doing, you 9 times out of 10, you own it.
And you always, like Jacoby said, take pride in your fits and being fly, stuff like that. Where does that come from? Cause some people care and some people really don't care.
I think it's in you if it's in you. You know what I'm saying? Cause like to me, you don't have to spend a lot of money on the fashion. You just not know how to wear it. Like, we could be fresh in just a t-shirt. You know what I mean? A clean white t-shirt, jeans, a belt, the right shoes, and you ain't really even did too much. You still dripping. You know what I'm saying? So it's just about, you know, your personality, who you is, what you want your personality to say. You know what I mean? I think that what clothes is more than the actual clothes itself.
I agree.
Yeah, I think it's a really good point. It's not, there's always your the most confidence. Expensive and the designer and the hype sneakers. But if you know what you're doing, you can pull something off without too much money.
Put it together.
So, being from Detroit, if I'm out and about and I see somebody else that's from the city, I say, what up, though? That's our term. And that lets me know, okay, we representing the hometown. When you out and about and you see people from Memphis, is there some body language? Is there some words that you guys use as a kinship?
Man, I think it's just the charisma, like, just how they carry themselves. I can tell, like, man, Memphis dude right there. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, even Detroit, like if I see the Cartiers, the Buffs, I know what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, yes. Yeah.
Shout out to Detroit too.
We always say we have a motto here, is give the people what they want. And we have to ask you have to give the people what they want. When are we going to get the new album?
Yes!
When are we going to get the new album? I know it's coming.
Yes!
I'm going to put it out this month.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, we're breaking news on Jalen and Jacoby. Can you say that again? Yeah, these microphones work.
And we'll put it out this month. I'm gonna pick a day soon. Ooh. But this month for sure.
There's only a couple weeks left in the month.
Ooh. Yeah, maybe any day, but this month for sure.
Do you know what the album's gonna be titled?
I'm going back and forth right now.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You haven't
decided? Maybe we can help you sort it out.
So a lot of this spur of the moment, you know what I'm saying? Like, I may wake up tomorrow and That's when I'm going to put it all together. But the music ready.
So can you tell us who you're collaborating with so far?
Lil Uzi, Megan Thee Stallion on there. Mm. Lil Baby on there. Rick Ross on there. A Boogie.
Heavy hitters.
I work with a lot of people on the album.
Listen, we appreciate you coming through. You're welcome to come back anytime. New album dropping later this month. Yo Gotti.
Yeah, Moneybagg, you on that Black Youngster on that too.
And thank you for what you're doing with prison reform as well.
Jalen Rose, Sixers beat the Nets last night, and they got some contributions from Tobias Harris and Ben Simmons. Tobias Harris had 34 points and 10 rebounds, and Simmons did his thing. And I was watching this game, I thought to myself, maybe Joel Embiid being out is going to unlock some contributions from others like Harris and Simmons and Horford and Richardson.
So no basketball team is better without Joel Embiid.
No.
So can I preface my comment by saying
Of course.
I'm not a fool. One of the most talented players in the entire league and probably a top 10 player to me.
Absolutely.
Joel Embiid. With that being said, I'm not against a team, for example, building around Ben Simmons. The problem is their styles contrast. They're so very talented that they're still going to be able to play well and win in the playoffs and probably make the finals and all of that. But they don't complement each other, for example, the way LeBron and AD do.
Mm-hmm.
Look at those clips. Please run those clips again. If you notice, when I talk about the paint being open with Joel Embiid out of the game,
yep.
This is a perfect example. Out in transition, layup. Tobias Harris, drive, layup.
That's in the
Ben
half court.
Simmons, no other Sixers are in the paint.
Nope.
If you notice. And so that's the room I'm talking about to operate for Ben and for Tobias that just isn't going to be there when you're on the floor with not only Embiid, but Horford as well.
And also just letting Tobias go out there and score 34. You know what I mean? Because he's got games where sometimes he scores 10 and he kind of just doesn't look like he's like locked in, engaged the way he was on the Clippers before they moved him to the Sixers. And I think that'll help them when Embiid gets back. Now we have to talk about the other team that played. And that's where we're heading this game. And then they kind of blew the game. And afterwards, Kyrie Irving, after his third game back, Kyrie Irving had this to say about the Nets.
It's glaring in terms of the pieces that we need in order for us to be at that next level. And I'm going to continue to reiterate it. You know, we're going to do the best with the guys that we have within our locker room now. And, you know, we worry about all the other stuff in terms of moving pieces and everything else as an organization down the line in summer. And, you know, it's just something that we signed up for. We knew what we were coming into in the beginning of the season. Collectively, I feel like we have great pieces, but obviously it's pretty glaring that we need, you know, one more piece or two more pieces that will complement myself, KD, DJ, GT, Spence, Karis, and, you know, we'll see how that evolves.
Jalen, glaring problems. We knew what we were getting into. Gonna have to make some changes this summer. What is Kyrie Irving doing?
So, as a member of the media, you want to always applaud an athlete's honesty.
He's being honest.
He was asked a question. It was after an emotional game mm-hmm. that they just lost. He was disappointed in his squad and himself, and he answered the question. So there's something to be said for that.
Yes.
However, when you're the best player in a team dynamic, you must make each person feel as appreciated as the other.
Yes.
When you start to single out certain players based on not only their games, but who you think has the staying power.
Yep.
He ain't the GM.
No.
He ain't the president.
I'm Joe Harris. I'm like, wait a second. I had a good year last year.
But when you do those moves, that's between you and the front office. Don't bring it to the media and don't bring it to the locker room. It's always been acknowledged that the best players on NBA teams probably have some say.
Oh, yeah.
In who comes and goes.
As they should.
Correct. But now all of a sudden, when you start naming names again, like DMX, you just alienated everybody you didn't name, number one. Number two, you just play bad.
Yeah, you have 14 points. Minus 29.
On 21 shots.
And you had the lead. And you're minus 29. So the glaring problem to me looked like you. That was like the glaring problem that the missing piece looked like you.
But here's a life exercise I want young people to really pay attention to. Because so many times when you're pointing a finger, you forget that there are three more pointing at you.
Mm.
And if I have him on my squad, Jacoby, last year they were 42 and 40 and lost in the first round of the playoffs. What am I saying if I'm a member of this team when the best player goes to the media and says, we don't have this and we don't have that?
You say this all the time. You say this all the time. If you're a superstar in the NBA and you're the best player on the team, you're the one who's supposed to get us the W's. You're the one. The responsibility is on you. So don't complain about your teammates and don't talk about moving pieces and the glaring problems. You are supposed to fix all those problems. You're supposed to be the makeup that covers up all those blemishes.
You mean I'm actually supposed to perform like an all-NBA player?
Yeah.
Like a champion?
Yeah.
Okay. So that means to my last point, if I look down at my squad,
mm-hmm.
and we got Kevin Durant.
Yes.
And we got Kyrie Irving.
Yes.
And that don't make me a contender? That's on them.
Oh, it's going to make things.
That ain't on the parts around them. Okay, look at the landscape of the Eastern Conference. If you have an all-NBA player, a legitimate all-star, you're one of the top teams in the conference.
Oh, yeah. It only takes one in the East.
Pascal, Jimmy Butler, the Greek Freak number one overall seed,
mm-hmm.
Victor Oladipo when he returns. Like, there are those dudes in the Eastern Conference. They got two of them. They got two of them. So I don't want to be hearing about the guy that ain't set the pick. Oh, the guy.
It's also, it's like,
no.
You got a max deal. KD got a max deal. How many more pieces do we need? You don't have some salary cap. Like, what do you want me to do? If I shot Marks, I'd be like, I'm getting a couple goons to rebound and box out, set picks for you so you can score and a couple 3-point shooters.
So let me paint a picture for you.
Okay.
Down screen is happening.
Yeah.
DJ setting it on Joe Harris. Kyrie throws it to Joe Harris. He misses the shot. What is Joe Harris thinking?
He's thinking he didn't name me. He didn't even want me here. He already traded me in his head. If I'm Jared Allen, I'm like, I'm young. You talking about DJ?
Like, that's his man.
You talking about that's DJ? Like, you talking about
that's
I'm Jared Allen. He's 12 years older than I am. He's on the way out of the league. I'm on a come up in the league. You're not naming me on the list. Who you gonna trade me for?
And I got news flash for anybody with the Nets. The Sixers are better.
Oh, yeah. No question.
So, no shame to lose it to a better team.
Oh, yeah.
Without Embiid, they're better.
They're
going to have a higher seed. They beat
also,
you.
I know if you're a Nets fan, you're watching these games, you're getting frustrated, your team is performing lower than expectations. People might have forgot. Kevin Durant can ball.
That's my point. Like, when I look down at my squad and we got KD and Kyrie, that should be Eastern Conference Finals from the jump.
Absolutely. All right, Jalen. I can't wait for Kevin Durant to come back in this team. But moving on, Carmelo Anthony is playing in Houston. You know, he circled this one on the calendar.
Sure.
He started out hot. He was hitting everything to start the game. He finished the game with 18 points, 12 rebounds, and more importantly, big win for the Blazers who needed it in Houston. What do you think about Melo's performance?
I like that he's allowed to play in areas that make him comfortable.
Yes.
If you see these highlights, it's vintage Carmelo Anthony.
Mid-post.
On the post.
Mid-post.
Turnover either shoulder, step back jumper, or spot up. Three-point shot in rhythm. Not stand around the three-point line and lost 10, 15 threes a game. That ain't what made him a Hall of Famer.
You remember when he had to apologize for taking a two-point shot when he was in Houston? And now he's in Houston just wearing a different uniform, taking 2-point shots, looking right at the coach.
Well said.
Looking right at the coach and being like, I'm not apologizing for this.
Well said.
Because we won this. And one of the reasons they won, James Harden.
Okay.
He's scoring 40 points all the time, putting up big numbers. 13 points. And you see what they do? They're doubling them. They're doubling them. I remember that exact play. They were trapping them. They're running people at them. 13 points, Jalen Rose. That's not that much for James Harden.
So, Jacoby, watching this game, and follow me here, was a perfect example of when keeping it analytics goes wrong.
Mm.
And I've talked about this, how I felt in baseball and basketball in particular, how analytics changed the game for the worst in a lot of ways.
Yep.
Here's all they did. He gets near the operating area. You run somebody at him.
Yep.
And then the 2 weak side guys, you have them basically rim protect.
Yeah.
That's all they did. The Spurs did it in the playoffs a couple of years ago. You suffocate the 3 line and or double him. You know he's not going to play mid-range like Carmelo just talked about. So now we know where to find you. Like, these guys are too good, too athletic to let us know where you're going to be. And so now for Houston, It's like playing spades or like playing chess or anything else. What's the next move? If this happens in a big game, if this happens in the playoff, what's the next move? Now, there's a light.
I know what it is.
There's a light at the, there's a silver light at the end of the tunnel.
I know what you're going to say.
This freeing up Russ.
Oh, there's that. Also Eric Gordon. Like, yeah. Eric Gordon hasn't been around. And Eric Gordon, he'll put up 30. If you leave Eric, you can leave Russ from three, but you leave Eric Gordon on the weak side, he'll put up some numbers.
But we're showing James Harden number for the first time. He didn't have double figures or an assist in the first half. But you know what we ain't showing? Russ had a 30-point triple-double.
Mm-hmm.
So at the same time that you hope that that could be your strategy, they also have another MVP-caliber player that could take over.
Jalen, we have a segment where you get to decide
yes.
what we talk about
yes.
on the program.
Yes.
It is called Keep It Moving. If you want to discuss the topic, you say hit the brakes. If not, me with Meth Man jumping the minivan and Keep It Moving. Are you ready, Jalen Anthony Rose?
Would you and a wife consider getting a minivan on the East Coast?
No. Hard to move around New York City.
No.
Parking and all that.
I know.
Can't do it. Still down with the minivan mafia, though.
No doubt. Cap off.
I've got good news and bad news for the Denver Nuggets. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes.
All right. Which one do you want first, sir?
I want the bad news first.
Jamal Murray went down with an ankle injury. X-rays were negative, but it didn't look good. There is at the top of the screen. I was watching when this happened. The tough ankle injury, but the negative X-rays mean he'll be probably back a couple weeks.
The Denver Nuggets clearly aren't better without Jamal Murray,
no.
but... they are a team that has a lot of depth.
Oh, yeah.
Morris can play a lot of those minutes. Harris can get you into the offense.
Well, you want the good news?
Yes.
Michael Porter Jr., 19 points, leading scorer of the Nuggets. You said the X factor for this team.
Look at him.
Was MPJ.
Look at him.
He had 17 points in the first half. 17 points in the first half.
Because he's going to unlock the Joker's game
mm-hmm.
as a guy that can not only shoot the three, but... I want you to pay attention to something that he's doing that's really crucial. He's playing off the dribble.
Yes.
When you have guys that can get their own off the bounce and they play up front and they have a crisp hairline like he does, they have to be a problem.
You know what else? I'm watching the game like, this guy's tall. Like, Michael Porter Jr., he's tall, man. Like, he's not that much shorter than the Joker.
And the Nuggets got forwards for days and days.
They do. Jalen, George Kittle missed practice. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
He'll play. Keep it moving.
Keep it moving.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
Can't wait to see San Fran play, though.
Jason Garrett might have a
hit the brakes.
Oh, Jason Garrett is interviewed with the Giants about the offensive coordinator position. Jalen, do you think that is a good fit?
So let me ask you a question.
Okay, please do.
How did the Cowboys offense perform this year?
Mediocre at best.
So... you're going to hire him to be the offensive coordinator after that performance? It just got him fired? All right.
All right. Drew Pearson almost made
hit the brakes. Hit the brakes.
Drew Pearson was one of the best wide receivers of the 1970s. And while many argue that his numbers and compared to his peers, he does not deserve to be in the Hall of Fame, but he played on a great Cowboys team. But he was being filmed while he learned about his Hall of Fame fate. Let's check it out.
And you trust him to do it right. And I'm not saying those guys that got it, God bless them. They deserve it, each and every one of them. But man, it hurts. They broke my heart. They broke my heart. And they did it like this. They strung it out like this. I'm sorry.
Breaks my heart.
I feel bad for him, and I actually believe that he deserves it. If you've really been paying attention to the landscape of the NFL, even Pro Bowl players never play in the game. So ultimately, the 19th alternate ends up playing in mm-hmm. the Pro Bowl. It's some guys that I've watched their whole career. I'm like, you made the Pro Bowl?
Matt Stafford's got a gang of Pro Bowl
right, I'm like, you made the Pro Bowl? And so what ends up happening is, I think football does the best job of recognizing a variety of people in their game.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes even questionable whether, should he be in, should he not be in? Then they have the Centennial Hall of Famers. They find ways to magnify so many players. Let me tell you from somebody that grew up in 1973. And as a Detroit Lions fan, the only other game that I could watch was the Cowboys, because we always played them on
Thanksgiving.
So I know their team backwards and forward. And to have Drew Pearson and Tony Hill and Doug Cosby, Billy Joe Dupree, the quarterbacks that they had, I believe like so many of their guys, including him, deserve a Hall of Fame nod.
College basketball is wild this year.
It is.
Keep moving and hit the break.
It's going to be wild. Keep it moving for now.
Keep it moving.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
Jalen, I have Game of Thrones news.
I know that's going to make you happy, so I'll hit the break.
Oh, we can hit the brakes on this? They have announced that the prequel to the Game of Thrones saga is going to be titled House of the Dragon. And you know what that means, Jalen Rose? Targaryens. House of the Dragon, House Targaryen, and it will premiere in 2022. And all right, we can keep moving. You have to hear how Gabe Kapler eats chicken nuggets. Hit the brakes on this one. The Giants manager, Gabe Kapler, former Red Sox, he was trying to be healthy, so he bought 40 chicken nuggets and peeled the skin off of them, the crispy outside. Can you imagine looking at 40 peeled chicken nuggets? It makes my stomach turn.
It'll make you never want to eat it again.
Yeah, that must be the last time
you ever had a chicken nugget. If you want to get somebody off of fast food, do this experiment.
Yeah, exactly.
And then have them eat all.
Yeah, I've been into a chicken nugget before and looked at it and been like, is that chicken? I don't know what part of the chicken
is. Is that batter?
I don't know what that is. I don't know what that is.
And by the way, I know it's all fun and games until somebody get hurt. There would be zero McDonald's and chicken nugget slander.
Oh, I like some nuggets.
Yeah.
A 6-piece though. I'm not doing 40. I'm not doing 40.
But let me tell you.
40's too many.
Hotcakes and sausage. Extra sausage all day.
Jalen Rose, as we get to the end of the week, it feels like 3 weeks ago that the LSU Tigers won the national championship game against the Clemson Tigers in
the city
of New Orleans. But one little instant from that evening just won't go away. And that is, some of the alumni were just so excited about their LSU Tigers. One of which was this gentleman here named Odell Beckham Jr., who was giving handshakes with cash in them to LSU players on the field. I mean, aside from the fact that this just being straight up weird, it does raise some eyebrows with the people at the NCAA, where such things are not just frowned upon, but against the rules. Now there's going to be an investigation. Joe Burrow went on Barstool Sports, Part of My Take, and said it was real cash, causing more problems. Jalen, I have a lot of questions. My number of questions, what is Odell Beckham Jr. doing?
How much do you like cash?
I love cash.
We both love
cash. I love cash.
Right? It's like breathing in cash.
If I could bathe in cash every single day,
right?
I don't care how dirty it would make me, I'm in.
So, say it was legal for NCAA players to be paid and for alums to give money and or cash to student athletes. Say it was legal.
It's not.
Say it was legal.
But sure, we'll do this hypothetical thing.
You still don't do it like that.
Yeah, good point.
Not on the field in front of 80,000 people, in front of some CNN cameras.
Yeah.
It's just bad optics for sports, period.
Yes.
I don't care who's doing it. It could be a runner. It could be an agent. It could be a manager. It could be an alum. It's a bad look whether you at a sporting event, say you at a high school game, say you at a college game, and it's somebody that ain't somebody's dad or mom or guardian is walking out the stand just giving away cash.
It's just an odd thing to do to someone in uniform after a football game. Like, good job. Here's a couple $100 bills.
And I know how that works. Trust me. Jefferson's a receiver. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure he probably let him know, you get a touchdown.
Yeah. If you do this,
I got 500 for you. Or whatever, because they were trying to encourage their team. A couple of things. Number one, if you want to hook somebody up, do it off wax.
Mm-hmm.
You know how I feel about this.
Of course.
If you're going to tip somebody, you don't have to wave it.
Make a big show out of it.
I don't care if you're at a restaurant. I don't care if it's somebody that's helping you out. You could just give it to them.
There's another video of what looks to be a police officer in the LSU locker room trying to stop them from smoking cigars. Joe Burrow famously smoked a cigar. And then Odell Beckham Jr. comes over, and it looks like he gives the police officer, not cash, a smack on the backside. I think Odell Beckham Jr. was very excited about this LSU Tiger win.
Now, that part, I ain't mad at. He's living his best life.
I mean,
my squad won, probably had some beverages, enjoying the game.
I think that part might be true. I mean, I don't know what Odell Beckham was up to.
Let me tell you something.
But he probably had some beverages.
I'm tempering what I say, because let Juwan Howard and Michigan win the championship. Just think about, you know how I'm going to behave. I sent the email the other day, like, wait a minute, he gave a beach? We can do that? I can't even front. Like, we could do that?
Jalen, I have a LaMelo Ball update.
But I like Odell giving back to his squad.
I have a LaMelo Ball update.
Hit the brakes.
Well, he has ended his season because he has a bone bruise in his foot. He's going to continue to rehab it. He balled out down in Australia. Do you think he did enough in Australia to garner himself the number one pick in the NBA draft?
Not just in Australia. This last handful of years that normal players are in high school, how he's traveled abroad, different cities, domestically, internationally, to play the game that he loves.
I hope he's number one pick. I would not want to be a GM that passed up on LaMelo Ball. Jalen, we spent Tuesday night campaigning in Brooklyn to get Big E a statue outside of Barclays, and a mission has not been accomplished. We still need a statue of Christopher Wallace, Notorious B.I.G., Biggie Smalls, outside of the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, and we will not sleep until it is done. But he has been recognized. It's been announced that he will join the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame on May 2nd. What an honor.
That's dope. And for those that didn't really get a chance to appreciate the gravity of Biggie's lyrics, he had bars!
Yeah, bars.
Like, I know that sometimes the radio cuts and you hear the old school beats and people singing along with the hooks, but his album cuts is why people consider him the greatest to ever spit lyrics into a microphone.
So, Jalen, we went to Barclays and campaigned to the people. What's our next step in the movement to get the statue outside?
We got to keep campaigning.
I think we must have to build it and then take it out there in the truck and just put it there. That's what we're at now. We always say we give the people what they want, so we're not just going to give you the television show audio. We always give you podcast exclusive Too Hot for TV. We have some big announcements coming up. We got some big announcements.
Can I tell them one about February?
I haven't gotten the confirmation that we can announce that yet. I called this morning just to inquire about that. Until we get the go-ahead, I don't want to go ahead.
Okay, so just so you guys know, we're percolating on a show in the New York City area.
You know what?
In February.
We've been doing this show for so long that I still don't really understand the sports calendar. We're going to be dark for a little bit, but
that's why we're giving them
we put our heads together and we said, we got to do some pods. Because the Australian Open starts, that kicks us off the air on television. But we're going to come into the studio, do a couple pods for y'all, because we always want to leave you with a dope pod to step to. Jalen.
What up, though?
Big rec league win yesterday. Big rec league win.
Just congratulations.
Just a great team win.
Congratulations.
You know, I scored like 6 points. It wasn't great, but yo, I airballed a 3-point shot. But Jalen,
I
didn't just airball a 3-point shot.
Act like it was a pass?
No, I didn't just, you know, you airball, it's usually like short. This was not only short, it was like way to the left too. So it was short and left. I'm like,
close that door!
It was crazy.
It's a window open!
It was crazy.
He with us!
It was crazy.
He with us! Going the other way!
The second it left my hands, it had like a weird side spin
live
on
with
it.
That.
I was just like, wow.
We living!
Wow. I played well, though.
You know what? I would have yelled if you shot that. I'd have contested and ran by. We living!
No, you don't contest that one.
We living!
If I'm shooting a three, there's no one around. There's no one around. Oh, but it was a good win. Good win. Good team win.
You told us the worst play of the day. What is your best play of the day?
Oh, I had 2 blocks on one possession. Yeah.
You got blocks?
Yeah, it was like a one-on-one in a transition. And this dude tried to get cute with some little Euro step thing. Shut that down, block. And then they got the ball back. And this other guy tried to shoot a jump shot, block.
Can I tell you a secret?
What's that?
I hate the term Euro step. I tried my best over this last wave of like 5 to 8 years when it got popular of stop saying it. And here's why. I want to introduce you guys to something. Players in the NBA were doing slide steps before our European compadres joined the league.
The first one that's on wax, we covered this actually on Jalen and Jacoby. The first one that's ever been on wax is Wes Unseld.
Mm-hmm.
Wes Unseld.
Our guest is here.
Yes.
Yo, Gotti!
Yeah!
Welcome to the show.
What's poppin'?
We appreciate the love. I know the answer to these questions because I'm a fan of yours and so is Jacoby. And as you see, we try to put on for the culture. But for the people who don't know, how many years you been getting checks in this game?
Man, too many to count.
Yeah, right? Man. These are you like you're a young veteran.
Yeah, it's been a minute, man. Like I can't even keep count. Like it's crazy.
Well, it started as Lil Yo, right?
Yeah, I had a couple nicknames. You know, when you come up in a neighborhood, man, they just give you nicknames for anything. You got temporary nicknames. You have, you know what I'm saying, long nicknames for long periods of time. So different ones, you feel me?
For those of us, and by the way, I love Memphis. Gus's Fried Chicken is my favorite.
What you know about that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Can you give people a snapshot of what it's like to grow up in Memphis and represent the town?
Man, it's like, you know, Memphis, like, it's a lot of soul out there, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of, like, home cooking, you know what I mean? Block parties, neighborhood, stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's big city vibe, but it's not big city vibe at the same time, you know what I'm saying? And some of the same things you find in other cities, but it's a unique thing, though. Something I can't describe. Like, it's like a home feel, like, family reunion type feel, you know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
Yeah.
Because the Grizzlies used to be in Vancouver, Jay. So you were in the league when they made the switch, right?
Yeah, I was in the league when they made the switch. I love going to
Memphis.
I know
that made you happy.
And he's humble about it, but I'll tell you what, Memphis is one of those places you be out all night. I'll say it. It's one of those NBA towns where it's like, okay, we'll go to Utah, I get my sleep then. When I go to Memphis, I'm going to be out that night.
It's still like that. It's still like that. Yeah.
I believe it. So, you're in the news recently because you and Team Rock have, paired up and you have sort of put out a lawsuit about prison reform and the conditions in Mississippi. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, man, we just trying to help the cause. You know, man, it's a lot of brothers down there in Mississippi and women, you know, who, not getting treated right. You know, ain't getting the proper food. They sleeping on floors. You know, they understaffed. So it's a lot of people actually getting killed.
Yeah, three people have been killed.
I think it's more than that.
2020, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's like, you know, more than that just got killed recently. So it's a lot of bad conditions out there, you know what I'm saying? And we're just trying to bring light to it and raise the voice about it.
Shout out to The Rock. I'm a part of the family, too. And I appreciate not only when Meek Mill was contributing, also your contribution. So can you talk about why it's important to bring light to situations like that?
I think you should bring light to anything that's important to you. You know what I'm saying? Like, Mississippi, our tri-state area, you know, Memphis, Arkansas, Mississippi. It's like, I grew up in, like, you go past one red light and I'm in Mississippi. So this is like our backyard. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So, plus I have family members in prison, aunties, brothers, fathers. So, you know, I was raised going to visit some of my closest family members in prison. So you got to think about it. What if there was your auntie or your mother or your father or your brother who was sleeping on this floor? Prison for people, rehabilitation. You don't want to go to prison and get killed inside the prison.
And anybody to get a check, part of our tax dollars go to situations like that.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, they're understaffed, underfed, the conditions are bad. And, you know, I think it's really brave and good you've decided to do this, especially teaming up with Team Rock. Have you spoken to Sean Carter about this?
No, Jay a big homie, man. So, like, you know, relationship with Jay is like, you know, to me, it's an honor being a fan, first of all. Like, I've been a fan, like, growing up listening to the music, now being able to text him and talk about, you know, different things, advice on different things and things like this too. And then to have a likewise passion or importance about it and able to team up and do stuff is like, it's an honor.
So let's talk about the South and hip hop. So I grew up loving the Ghetto Boys, A-Ball, MJG, UGK.
Yeah.
Who are some of the people that inspired you?
A-Ball, MJG, most definitely.
Legends.
Yeah. Ghetto Boys, Master P. You know what I'm saying? See Murder, all them. Who else, man? I think the whole culture, though. I was inspired by different things I seen from the whole culture. You know, I was inspired by Jay Diddy, you know, Jay Prince, You know, I always looked at the, like, you know what I mean, the executives too. Like, I always loved the executive role as much as the artist role from the gate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Jay Prince is one of those people like Master P was putting on, having their own labels.
Yep.
Trying to put artists in position to be leaders in the game and get big checks.
Yeah, and just build an independence, you know what I'm saying? Ownership.
So, what's going on with Memphis basketball? Shout to Penny, my guy.
Oh, that's right.
I'm happy to see him on the sideline. They hit some turbulence with losing Wiseman this year. What's up with your squad?
Well, you know, Penny, born champion. He gonna always figure it out. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to Penny. That's my dog.
I gotta say this into a microphone. It's a lot of young people to get a chance to see a lot of great players. I played against Penny. Penny not gotten injured, he'd be one of the top 10 players of all time.
Of all time?
All time.
Yeah, I'm rolling with you on that.
Of all time.
I'm rolling with
he
you
on that. He had hops. He could shoot the three. He was a dog. He was a big guard. Like, he had made, when we start talking about people that was derailed by injury, Penny better come to mind. Google it, y'all. I'm trying to tell you.
No, Penny liked that, for real.
when you're in Memphis, you know, let's say you're enjoying yourself, a little champagne and campaign, do you ever see some of the Grizzlies out?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, we all live in the same neighborhood, really.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Me and Penny next door to each other.
That's, you know, dope.
Zach Randolph.
I love
around the corner.
Do you ever get some shots up with Penny in the driveway?
My son them be hooping over his house.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, next door all the time.
Yeah. I talked also in that ownership piece you just mentioned with Diddy and Jay. I appreciate at one time understanding that great athletes lived in the great neighborhoods. Now, I appreciate that the great athletes and the great artists live on the same block.
Oh, yeah, that's hustle.
We're giving away hoodies today.
You know what? Those hoodies are exclusive.
We're giving away hoodies today.
No one in my family has a hoodie. I don't have a hoodie.
I've never worn one.
I can't wear something with my face and my name on it.
I can.
I can't do it.
Yeah, yes, you can.
I can't do it.
Yes, you can.
Can't do it.
Yes, you can.
So you're giving hoodies away. Who's going to get the hoodies?
Diamond, you want a hoodie?
How do you get a hoodie? Hold on. How are you going to find these people? Jalen, you got to do... Okay, you're running this operation. You're just going to write down the word Diamond, and then you're going to find them and get their address and give them a hoodie. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, you're in charge of this one.
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah, how about this? In the comments of the live stream, tell us why you deserve a hoodie. Because these are high-quality hoodies,
they
too.
They are.
And Jalen Rose paid for these out of his pocket. I just want everybody to know that.
I did.
Jalen just wanted us to have some merch. And he said, you know what?
We need some merch.
So here they are. Jalen and Jacoby hoodies. And high quality. Thick.
Yes. Wintertime on the East Coast, Midwest.
Keep warm.
You know.
So tell me what you're doing right now. Just writing down names.
Yeah, I'm writing down people that support the program.
And then you're going to find them on IG later.
Yeah.
And then you're going to
at Jalen and Jacoby going to hit you guys up.
Okay.
And give you the hoodies. We appreciate the support since day one. We got to give somebody a name. That's close enough to Jacoby, Jacob.
So you're going to find these people.
Yeah.
Good for you, Jalen.
Good for you.
Because we've tried to do this in the past. Remember the old radio show? We were trying to send people stuff. You know, it's just hard. You got to track them down.
Yeah, man. We try to get the people what they want. Let us know why you should get a hoodie, please. Day one. Oh, day one?
Tell us why you deserve a hoodie in the comments right now. Jalen cares more about the live streams than he does the television program.
I do.
That's really what's happened.
Gotta get the people what they want.
That's really what's happened. Jalen Rose decided, you know what? Having a television show on national TV is cool and everything. But what's really important... is my Instagram live and my Twitter live.
And promoting our program.
I appreciate it. And you know what? I want to see people in the hoodies. If you get a hoodie, take a picture of it and
add us. That. Yeah, definitely do that.
You got to get the hoodies too. You got to get the packing slips. You know what I mean? It's
and
a lot
by
of
the way, look at these shirts. Look at these.
See, those are fly. These were actually done by a fan of the show. We had a contest where to design a t-shirt and they designed those t-shirts. That's one of my favorite ones that we got.
So classic, right?
Those are hot.
We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And I'm writing down 7 names and I only got 2 hoodies. I got 1, 2, three, four items. Right now, the at Jalen and Jacoby page is going to at.
Make sure you follow. Make sure you follow at Jalen and Jacoby on Twitter and on Instagram, so we can
and
get,
we're
reach
gonna
out
send
to you.
You guys hoodies. Appreciate the love and the support. We will be back tomorrow. Watch Jacoby.
Jalen.
We're not done. We're not done. We're not done.
Write down seven names and I only got two hoodies.
I'll give you an out for the pod. Thanks so much for listening to Jalen and Jacoby today. I want to thank Yo Gotti.
Thank you.
Through.
Memphis is on.
Really appreciate him coming through. We'll be back tomorrow. Why is that, Jalen Rose?
We're not done. We're not done. We're not done.